Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Hey, I always like to start with something interesting. And I was over at my neighbor's house, and right by the front door, there's a basket. And it has a bunch of snacks in it with a note that says, something like, "Dear delivery person, please take a snack as our thank you for putting our packages so neatly by our front door." And let me tell you, I buy so much on Amazon.com. I mean, anything from cleaning supplies to vitamins. And my Amazon delivery guy is the same person I get every single day. He's super nice. And he leaves the packages just neatly stacked right by the front door. And he actually rang the doorbell the other day and said, "Hey, Kim, are you okay? I just want to let you know because I don't have any deliveries for you today." I was like, oh my gosh, you're so cute. And a special thank you goes out to all of our servicemen and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation as I speak and listening to us on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited Listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you have a question for me and you don't want to actually call, you can always drop me an email. And the best place to do that, I read every single note that gets sent to me over at commando.com. And the top right-hand corner of the page, there's a link that says email Kim. All right, let's start with five things that you need to know about where this whole tech race is headed, some new developments and changes that will affect your digital life. And let's start by talking about how great it was when you cut the cable, because you were able to save so much more money because you signed up for streaming services for your favorite movies and shows. Well, this may no longer be the case. If you haven't looked at your streaming services bills lately, I'm talking about how much in total you're paying for every single streaming service. It's time to pull out the calculator because this math is just too much for you to do in your head. Like some examples. Disney's raising the monthly price of ESPN Plus to $10. That's a 43% jump. Starting August 23rd, the annual plan is going up by $30 or $100 a year. Back in November, Hulu raised its live TV prices from $65 a year to $70 a year. In March, Netflix hiked up its premium plan to $20 a month. So you may not be saving all that much money anymore. So what you want to do is limit the number of streaming services you're actually signed up for versus how many that you are using. There are usually these 30-day free trials, but remember, after that, you do have to start paying. I mean, I thought about streaming Sylvester Stallone movies, but unfortunately, it's not going good. I'm off to a rocky start. Yes. Number two on our list, it's a tough job to be a YouTube influencer. I saw a survey the other day, listen to this, that 40% of the people between the ages of 18 and 24 say that their ultimate career goal is for them to be a YouTube influencer. They don't want to be a doctor, lawyer, teacher, entrepreneur, startup, whatever it may be, engineer, real estate investor. No, they want to be a YouTube influencer. You know, it looks glamorous enough, right? You do a couple of videos a day, you sit back and you watch the millions of people view your content, you make money from advertisers, and you're probably going to make more money now by selling some merch or merchandise. Now, the actual rates and advertiser pay varies, but in case you ever wondered, it averages out to be 18 cents per view. A YouTube channel would then, for every 1,000 views, make $18. This is about $3 to $5 per $1,000 view. So some 1,000 view. So if you're just thinking $18, that's the bottom line for 1,000 views. So you can see, unless you are a major YouTube influencer, you're not making a lot of money. But if you are, merchandise is top of mind because those advertising rates are going down. So what can you sell? One science influencer is selling a science kit of the month club. A makeup influencer is selling custom lip shades. And of course, the big dog is Mr. Beast, and he sells anything he can, up to and including hamburgers. So as YouTube realizes this, that's why there's a brand new partnership I was going to tell you about with Shopify. So YouTube is going to take a small cut of the deal. But if you're a YouTube influencer, you know one, just know that merchandise is really the next wave. Number three on our list is don't buy a new MacBook today. No, no, no. You might remember Apple dumped Intel chips so that this way they could come up with their own chips. And they have names like M1 Pro, M1 Max. And when Apple updated the MacBooks last year, they added a few new things. You got MagSafe charging, some more ports, and of course, better displays. Now, those MacBooks run the M1 Pro and the M1 Max chips. Now, this coming fall, Apple, if the rumor is correct, and it probably is, they're going to be shipping 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pros that are running on the newer, better, faster M2 chips. And I'm sure we're going to see other features too, like better graphics performance, hopefully longer battery life, and maybe even better displays. So, bottom line is this. Unless you absolutely, totally need a brand new MacBook Pro today, and you cannot simply live without it, wait until the fall until the new ones are released. It's kind of like buying that 2022 car model when you know the 2023s are just like a month or so away. Number four on our list is Amazon wants to control and collect your body stats too. Now, before I get to that story, I put together a list of everything that Amazon sells and owns on its website. Now, the list is pretty long, and I'm going to buzz through it very quickly, but I want you to realize how much Amazon truly owns when you're shopping on Amazon.com, okay? So again, the list is long, just have patience, and I'm sure you're going to recognize some names in here. So when you're shopping on Amazon, you think it's a third party when it's really just Amazon. Okay, Amazon Collection is top of the list. Okay, that's all jewelry, wedding pieces, engagement rings, things like that. Amazon Essentials, that's comfortable, affordable clothing, they say, for the entire family. Pinzon, that is an Amazon-owned product, but they sell bedding and towels. Solimo, which is everyday household goods, personal care, pet products, household essentials. Amazon Elements, they own, a health brand, multivitamins, minerals, herbal, botanical supplements. Good Threads, denim jeans, casual clothing. The Perfect Crew Neck T-shirt is their top seller. Daily Ritual, they focus on chic and they say stylish casual wear staples, also owned by Amazon. Another Amazon company, Lark and Row, a woman's fashion brand, they say offer work to wow clothing. May, women's sleepwear, swimwear, lingerie. Mama Bear, products for babies and kids, baby food, multivitamins, gentle laundry detergent. Presto, household essentials, toilet paper, paper towels. Stone and Beam, home and kitchen brand. Rustic style furniture, home products. Happy Belly. This is a private label for packaged goods. 365 everyday value. That's the store brand of Whole Foods, of course. Mountain Falls, health, beauty, personal care products. Rivet Furniture, mid-century industrial modern design. Cable Stitch, a woman's fashion brand, focuses on sweaters and cable knit clothing. Button Down, a men's fashion brand. And that's just some of them. And Amazon also owns 40 other subsidiaries, Amazon Web Services, Audible, Diapers.com, Goodreads, TV, Kiva Systems, ShopBot, Teach Street, Twitch, Zappos, and Zooks. Major, major company, right? Well, the reason why I bring this up is just the other day, they bought a little-known medical company provider for $3.9 billion. It's called One Medical. And basically what it is, it's an app and a website where you can book appointments, track your health records, renew prescriptions. You sign up on your own. You get charged an annual fee about $200. You get on-demand video health consultations, other benefits. And where do you think all that data is going to be going? Yes, you're following me. And to think, Amazon started as a small site selling used books. Finally, number five on our list, Nerf guns are going high-tech, kind of. All right, I love Nerf guns. Hasbro has totally upped the game with the new Nerf Pro Gelfire Mythic Full Auto Blaster. Woo! Gone are the flimsy darts. You're now shooting gels, baby. You can launch up to 10 rounds per second, holds 800 rounds. You get 10,000 dehydrator rounds with the blaster. Just need water to expand in size. And then this gel comes out of the Gelfire Mythic. The blaster has an extendable stock, removable barrel, rechargeable battery with a USB-C, USB-A charging cable, $79.99. I have one on pre-order, just to let you know, on Amazon. You know, best of all, you don't have to run around and pick up those darts after a Nerf battle anymore. I mean, two foam darts to the head is plenty, but one is a Nerf. Ah, yes. All right, coming up, we have five ways to use an old iPhone or Android, and we've got what you're going to be doing about this political email spam that's coming to your inbox and how you can remove your home from Google Street View. We have more of your phone calls. You're on the Kim Komando Show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. If you have not already claimed your free Windows or Mac guide, hey, what are you waiting for? Go there right now. Head over to commando.com/free guides. And it has all kinds of insider secrets and great little things that you're going to use. And we also have a list of free downloads. And so you don't have to worry about if you're going to download any type of malware or anything like that. And we've got photo editing tips, keyboard shortcuts. Really, these things are jam-packed. So get your free Windows or Mac guide. It's our special thank you for checking out all of our shows and tips and good stuff like that. And that's commando.com/free guide. Let's see. How about we start with Myra in Peoria, Illinois. Hi there, Myra.
Hello. Good to talk
Welcome.
With you, Kim.
My first time
talking with a digital goddess, and let alone one that knows what a mainframe is.
Oh, yes. Isn't that something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, those were the good old days. I was explaining to somebody the other day that you know, we used to have these computers that would fill up like rooms, right? It was just crazy. Now we just carry everything around on our phone.
Yep, in our pocket.
So what's going on with you? How can I help you out?
Well, my husband has been diagnosed with behavioral variant frontotemporal dementia, and he's very susceptible to scams. He's been scammed several times. I am petitioning for guardianship, financial guardianship, but I was hoping you could give me some technology help or advice for help to monitor his social media activity, phone calls, things like that, that can give me maybe a heads up when he's being scammed.
Well, there are various tools, and there are, you know, some, you know, I hate to use the word spying tools, you know, that will record everything in the background, so you could go in and you could actually get flagged on his phone for certain words. And it's almost like you could see a video of everything that he's doing during the day on his phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of tablet does he have?
He has got a, I believe, a Samsung. I don't know what it is for sure. Android.
I don't want to recommend a specific spy app for you. What kind of phone does he have?
It's a Samsung.
Okay. All right. I don't want to recommend a specific Samsung phone or spying app, because there's been some changes because of some legal, you know, what constitutes spying, what parent, you know, who has the ability to do it. And so I'm not really sure where that is. But I will tell you that that Samsung has a the Samsung Galaxy tablet. They have some pretty good parental controls on that. That may be all you need to actually turn them on, because you can monitor 30 plus types of files in the parental controls. There's a program called KlevGuard, and I'll give you a link to that. But it allows you to see like what he's doing on social media, what type of phone calls, YouTube, TikTok, search history. You can remotely track without knowing. It's actually kind of scary. Listen to this: is that you can tap into his phone surroundings, and you can hear what he's hearing without him knowing. You can record the phone screen of whatever he's looking at. So in case you ever needed proof of something, you could record that. And so there are, this might be, actually, now that I say it, this might be the program that you could use. I mean, Samsung, like I said, they do have their own parental controls, but I think you need something a little bit more heavy duty for this. So let me give you a link to this particular program. It does. I know that it works on a Samsung Galaxy tablet, which means it probably works on the Samsung phone as well. And for everybody else, I'll put a link to it inside the Commando community. But Myra, just one little piece of advice to you. Make sure you take time for you, okay? All right?
Thank you very much.
Because it's easy to get sucked down into this hole, right? So,
yeah.
And it's going to be hard for you. You're in for a hard road. And if there's anything I can do to help you out in that regard, you know, some good meditation apps, you know, if you are religious, I'm Catholic and I use an app called Halo to listen to Father Mike homilies and, you know, prayers of the day and good stuff like that. But just make sure that you take some time for you too, Myra, because that's very, very stressful. It is. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about your photos, how you can organize it, keep them all scanned, the best way to store them, to protect them with Ali Seligman. She's our amazing content queen. And then later on, we've got a fabulous tip that you don't want to miss about, you know, the things that you have to do because political email's coming. That's all to come here on the Kim Komando Show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, let's talk about five ways to use an old iPhone or Android, because if you've got it sitting in the drawer, you might as well use it. And let's start with the kids. Old phones are great for kids who aren't ready for their own phone quite yet. Simply connect it to Wi-Fi. That's right, no cell phone plan is required, and they can use the camera, listen to music, play games, hop on TikTok, and make calls over Wi-Fi. Number two, if you're tired of looking at that streaming remote, yes, it's clutter on the coffee table. Amazon, Apple, Roku, and also your Samsung, LG, they all have their own mobile apps so you can use your old phone as a remote. Number three, you can turn that old phone into a dedicated webcam for all your Google Meet and Zoom calls and Teams calls. And while you're at it, brings us to number four, the Alfred app. Your phone can do double duty as a security cam. And finally, number five, all phones must be able to call 911 without a SIM card or a cell phone plan. So as long as the phone has power, that phone can make you make a call in the event of an emergency. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to talk about the secret about fast chargers no one wants you to know. And we're talking about how you can remove your home from Google Street View and also political email. It's coming to your inbox. But before we get to all of that great stuff, joining us is our ever so smart, amazing content queen, Ali Seligman. Hello, Ali.
Hello, Kim.
So I'm sure you've noticed we've been getting a lot of calls from people who are wanting to finally organize their photo collection.
Oh.
How many photos do you have, do you think?
Tens of thousands, really. I think, you know, probably in the 20,000 range.
Yeah, last time I looked, it was 26,000. So I actually looked recently, and I'm up to like 29,000.
It's a lot.
And I know. And it's like, where do all these pictures come from? So I've been actually making, like, I've been a good girl. And while I'm sitting there, like, watching Netflix or something, I'm actually deleting photos. Like,
whoa, good for you.
Yes. And all the screenshots that just pop up.
Yes.
And you're like, why did I do that? Why do I need 10 pictures of, like, an ice cream cone?
Right, the same bagel. Like, just
yes.
There's one good one, delete the rest. That is actually
exactly.
A really good tip. And, you know, something that is going to help you once you get everything sorted. When you're trying to do that upkeep later, just delete things. If you take four photos of your sandwich and you get your good one that you send all your friends,
yes.
Just delete the rest. It just takes a minute.
And so but it brings up a point. So when you start looking at all your photos, the problem is that people have photos in so many different places.
Oh my gosh, everywhere, right? It's not just your phone. Yes, there's a lot on your phone, but on your computer, on your old phone, on your old laptop, on maybe your tablet. In your email, right? When people email you pictures.
Yes, it's social media,
social
texting.
Media. Texting. Texting is a great one. I was just thinking about that. I've got all these great photos that, I don't know, my dad sends me of him and my mom, or, you know, my brother sends of my nephews. And you don't really think about those, but those can be part of your photo collection.
Yeah, and iMessages, they actually has a pretty handy button. Just download right next to it.
So nice.
And it would just add it right to your photo collection. Although I will tell you that my husband, Barry, My niece has a son, and Barry will look at me. He's like, oh, what'd you get? I'm like, oh, another photo of Owen. And then Barry looks at me and goes, that is the most photographed child in the entire world.
Oh, so, is he the first child?
Yes. There you go. Of course, that's it.
Yeah, so they're everywhere, right? That's kind of your first step. If you are thinking, oh my gosh, I have so many photos, what am I going to do? How do I know what I have? You have to gather them all first. That's kind of your first step. So like we said, look at all your old devices. Any phone that still powers on, I bet there's some pictures on it.
Yes.
Maybe they're not going to be great quality, but they're there.
But you know, there's also, I just got an email this morning, Shutterfly, and it said, here's a memory of yours from 10 years ago.
Oh, man.
Okay. I sat there. I went, whoa, I forgot I had a Shutterfly account.
Why does Shutterfly know about me 10 years ago?
Right?
I always love those. I use Google Photos. I have an Android. And every time I get that little notification, see what you were doing 3 years ago. Or, you know, I'm up to, I think, three years ago.
You were sitting on the couch. Okay.
3 years ago, actually, I was taking videos of the studio.
Oh, wait. Okay. Yeah. 2 years ago, you were sitting on
the
couch.
Very much so.
That's it.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, so once you get them all gathered up, and of course you have USB drives and any other type of media,
yep.
Like you mentioned old phones, and so you get them into one spot, like some nice dedicated place on your drive. So I think your next step is to probably weed through the duplicates.
That is true. I don't want to forget physical photos, right? Because a lot of us have those. Memories from long ago, because, you know, pictures used to not just be on our phones or on our computers. So if you've got boxes of photos, if you've got photo albums, something that you told me, Kim, that I thought was so smart. If you have old family photo albums, you know, or just picture frames, do a little digging in there because some people actually store extras.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened when I was cleaning up after Barry's father passed away. I started taking some of the frames off the wall and I just opened up one because I just wanted that picture. And then all of a sudden there were like 10 pictures there. I'm like, oh my God, this is like so cool.
Yeah.
And then also if you're going to be taking pictures, that's where that Google Photo Scan app really comes in handy.
Exactly.
Because you can take pictures of pictures and you don't have to like get them out of those photo albums and rip them all apart.
It works really well. You might think, well, there's going to be glare. It's not going to look very good. It's going to look like a picture of a picture. No, it actually works really, really well. It's called, again, Google Photo Scan. You can get it for iPhone and Android. Of course, if you have a ton, you might want to use a scanner. This is not an ad, but I have used the Epson FastPhoto. It works really well, and you don't have to sort through all kinds of different, you know, sizes and everything, so you can just put them all in one go.
Which is, and what I also like about the FastPhoto is that if there's any handwritten notes on the back of the photo, you get those too.
Oh, I love that, yeah. Okay, so you've got everything digitized, right? And yes, then we need to go through and figure out what do you want to keep and what do you want to get rid of. So trying to do this manually is rough.
Hard.
Yes. And like you said, you can kind of control going forward, right? You can try to take better care, but you're not going to want to go back and delete all those duplicates from years and years ago. So you're going to want to use a program for that. We've got some good options. I don't expect you to remember the names, but don't worry. We've got all this over on commander.com. I will say them though. For Apple and Android, we like Remo Duplicate Photos Remover. Works really well. It's free. All these are free. For Mac, Photos Duplicate Cleaner works well. And then if you're on a Windows PC, Duplicate Cleaner. So these are going to help you sort through the mess and make sure, okay, I don't have that same picture of, you know, my dog 8 different times with 8 different file names. It will help you actually weed those things out. Where are you going to store all these things, right? That's another question. So it depends. What are you already using? If you are an Android person like me, maybe you're just already using Google Photos. Okay, stick there. It's actually really smart. It's got good sorting. If you are like him and you have an iPhone, you're an Apple person, iCloud. Yes, you're probably going to have to pay for some extra storage because
you do.
We don't actually, you know, we're all going to go beyond just that free storage tier. And it depends. You can pay, you know, between $2 and $10 a month. At the $10 level, you're going to get a lot of storage, like 2 terabytes. So it's a lot. That's probably enough for all your photos. And then there are options, you know, if you're a real photography buff, you can always get the Adobe Lightroom package, which comes with all kinds of software, is really nice. But once they're all stored up, they're organized, then I think we're kind of looking at keeping things clean going forward, right? And organizing.
Yeah. Yes. And then also like, you know, sharing them with family members and friends. But it's a very daunting task. Just, you know, this whole thing about getting all the photos organized, because it's overwhelming.
It is.
Quite frankly. Yeah. I mean, because I'm thinking of, you know, when my mother passed away, I have a trunk full of photo albums.
Oh, man. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about like a little Foot Locker trunk. I'm talking like a steamroller trunk, like huge trunk. And I, you know, and I keep saying, no, I'm going to do like one photo album a month.
Sure. You could do it that way. You could set it, you know, set yourself a little goal so you do it incrementally. I think it could also be fun to make it an event. What if you had a little get together and you got some of the family and you said, let's look through these. Let's do them. And then
that would be
take
fun.
Turns. That's a sweet... Some people are scanning. Some people are doing whatever. But then you get to reminisce and go through all those memories together.
That's a great idea. I think we'll do that. Okay. So now we have, okay, so we've organized it. We've gotten rid of the duplicates. We've scanned. Of course, you could always pay a service to get your photos. And that's always easiest, but that's going to cost you a lot of money.
A lot of money.
and now we have a rule going forward that instead of taking 10 photos, we're just going to take maybe 5 and then keep one.
I think that's a great rule. Yes.
I think that's it. Now, so you gave links to all these, and I'm sure everybody's sitting there going, I need that duplicate finder program, Allie Seligman. Where can I get it? Well, it's over on the website, and it's posted because it's our digital life hacks tip this week, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah, we've got links to all this stuff. If you need more storage, we'll show you how much it costs. Yeah, we'll walk you through the whole process. It is daunting, like you said, Kim, but once you know what you have to do, it makes it a lot less daunting. You can just take it one step at a time, and there's no timeline. If it takes you 6 months to organize your photos, who cares?
It's true. And so because it's too hot to go outside.
Exactly. So stay inside and get your pictures organized.
Yes, exactly. Now is the time for you to do that. Yes.
Yes.
Allie, thanks for joining us. And don't forget, you can always find that tip, everything that we just talked about with Allie, over at the website, commando.com. Great job, Allie, as always. All right. Before we get to talking about political email scam, let's see. Back to the phones we go with Doug in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Hi there, Doug.
Hi, Kim. I'm very glad that you invited me to have my 7 minutes of fame on your program.
Awesome. Thank you, Doug. Thank you. So what's on your mind today?
Well, I have a bunch of scans that I want to put into a Dropbox file so I can carry them around on my iPad and so on. About 100 scans. And what I have been doing is putting them in a publisher file. In the publisher file, I can edit them, I can change the order, I can put in text to go with them, and so on. And then the publisher file, I can convert it to a PDF, and the PDF can go into my Dropbox.
Okay, so this way you have everything around with you.
Right. The trouble is, when I do this, the PDF that I end up with, a few of the scans drop out. Maybe out of 100, maybe 3 or 4 will drop out, and 1 or 2 will actually come incomplete. I don't understand how that can happen.
So wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. So when you're converting the publisher files to a PDF, you're losing some of the content in there? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. I'm losing a few scans, and 1 or 2 of them
What are these files of? What are these files of?
Pardon me?
What are the files of?
Oh,
it's actually
a stamp collection. So they're files of stamps, or more likely of covers, meaning envelopes with the stamp on them, or before stamps with the postal markings on them and so on. So that's what it is. So I'm putting them together sort of like a PowerPoint, but I want to go through and look at them, you know, on my iPad.
Well, I know you're not going to like my answer, but you're using the wrong tool for the job.
Okay.
Right now, there are some fabulous stamp collecting apps that will take a picture of your stamps, and then it'll tell you, you know, you can write descriptions and put notes and everything, but it's also tie it to a stamp collecting website. You could tie it to eBay so that you can see what exactly these stamps are worth. And then you have your whole collection with you at your disposal right there on your phone. So let me do this. Let me put together a couple of really great stamp collecting apps for you. Let me put a note there. And I'll put those links for you over inside the Commando community in the Q&A forum, Doug. And I think that's – you need to, you're using just the wrong tool for the job. We're going to give you the right tool. All right. Political spam is going to be coming to your inbox. So how do you block it? Ugh. Well, here's what you want to do. You want to stop it before it starts. And so you're going to set up these spam filters and in your Gmail account and look at candidate names, email addresses, the district, the race. And you can also filter by words like ballot, vote, primaries, et cetera. We've got all the steps and the words that you want to use over on the website. Just head over to commando.com and just search for political spam. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls. And we also have a tip about fast chargers that nobody wants to tell you about, except for me, here on the Kim Commando Show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, back to all of your great phone calls we go with Mike in Bakersfield, California. Hi there, Mike.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha.
I have a small food-related business that all we do is deliver. And we do it by, you know, we have about 70 to 90 deliveries a day. And
wow, good for you.
We do it in four different parts, you know, the city divided up into four. What I'm looking for is a app that I can enter the addresses and it'll route us.
Oh, well, that's easy.
I've used one before, but it didn't really do the job that I needed.
So what have you tried before?
Well, I've just tried, I don't remember anything because I've just used like regular mapping.
Okay. You know, and then are you using anything like Square online or anything like that to take orders?
We use Square, but our POS system is Touch Bistro.
Okay. All right. Because, you know, with Square, and are you guys doing your own deliveries or are you farming this out to like DoorDash or whatever?
No. We do all our own in-house deliveries. So why we are able to, we don't come back and forth. You know, it's just like once they're done, you're out there and you keep delivering.
Oh, you're going. Okay. I got you. I'm following you. You know, Google Maps is pretty powerful for routing directions. Let me find a video that will show you how to set that up. And let's start with Google Maps because that's going to be the most comprehensive. And then plus you have traffic conditions that you'll be able to see on that map as well as you can also say, you know, you can reserve a parking spot now on Google Maps. And it's really a full-fledged mapping system. So it's not just, you know, getting from point A to point B anymore. You can also look at Google Maps and it'll tell you the right time to leave based upon what you want to get, when you want to get to that first particular spot. So I think it has some inherent built-in tools that I think you'll really enjoy. So, Mike, I'll put together a list of some tips for you and some videos that I'll hunt down for you to help you out with that. All right, let's play true or false. Can you use any charger with your smartphone or tablet as long as it has the right port connector? Well, it is true you can use any charger with the device, but whether you should, that's the question. There's tons of chargers out there. But here's the deal. You want to make sure that whatever charger that you have supports whatever wattage that you need. Like, you don't want to connect a 40-watt charger to your iPhone because it only needs 27 watts. You know, just some common sense there just to keep in mind. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here. And don't forget, you can always find me 24/7 at KOMAIndio.com. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Commando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.